Susan Cameron, hallelujah, I am saved. There were two blonde, blue-eyed sisters who lived down the block from my sister and me. Margaret Florick was 6 years old, like my sister. Ruthie was my age, 9 or so, and she had thick glasses and a lisp. The four of us mostly played at their house, jumping rope and playing hopscotch, or concocting adventure stories in their backyard. However, when the huge Sears catalog came in the mail, it was time for an indoor game, and here's how it works. Four little girls crammed together, side by side, on a living room couch, with the catalog open on the laps of the middle two. One girl flips the page, and all four girls tap the picture of the thing they want. In the case of a tie, the fastest finger gets the nicest skirt or prettiest shirt. You need a sharp eye and fast reflexes if you're going to make believe buy the best stuff. The Florics were Catholic, so there was a crucifix on the wall by the front door and an infant of Prague watching over us from the top of the TV set. This was no baby Jesus in swaddling clothes. We're talking red velvet robes and golden crown and lacy Liberace level fanciness. The family owned a two-story, two-family house that smelled like cabbage and kielbasa. Their Polish grandmother lived on the upper flat, and the girls, their brother, and parents lived in the lower flat. This was the standard arrangement on Detroit's east side. Half the kids we know had a widowed grandma who couldn't speak English living upstairs. Our friends went to Assumption Grotto Catholic School in plaid skirts and white shirts. The nuns who taught there were notoriously vicious, but Margaret and Ruthie were well behaved and weren't beaten with rulers like some of their classmates were. My sister and I knew we were some sort of Protestant, but we were not specifically Lutheran or Presbyterian or Methodist. Since our people never went to church, we seemed to be the generic Protestant equivalent of plain wrap, store brand white bread. I had taken a shot at reading the Bible since Ruthie had to do it all the time, but when I hit the begats, I stopped. Adam begat Seth, Seth begat Enos, Enos begat Canaan. I was bored and a little ticked off. I didn't know much about sex, but I knew ladies were the ones who squeezed out the babies and they weren't getting any credit at all. Ruthie found my indifference and ignorance with regard to religious education astonishing, but the day she found out I had never been baptized, she was appalled and terrified on my behalf. "If you die without being baptized, you won't go to heaven," she hollered. She dragged the garden hose over, and before I fully understood her intention, she squirted me. "I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit," she intoned. Many years have passed, but I know this for certain. Little Ruthie Florick did all that she could for me, and if I don't get to heaven, it'll be my own damn fault.